We got a little family day, as you can see, set up. Got a little barbecue for our guys. Families come up, enjoy practice, and do it. I think it's just one more thing that the organization's doing well, and really appreciated having a lot of the Raider greats, a lot of the guys that came before us here opening weekend, and then to have the families out this weekend, a nice touch. So tip of the hat to the organization, the front office that made this happen, but Dane and Rosie and all those people. We got a lot of guys stepping up and doing a good job with the opportunities they're getting. We're going through that with some of the guys that are on the mend and not able to go. So, you know my philosophy, I don't talk a lot about it this time of year. But obviously we've got a few guys that are mending. And so we got a lot of others that are getting a lot of opportunity. And so it's good exposure for them. And, you know, fortunately at this point we don't have anything that's you know, extremely significant. Guys are going to be on the mend, but they'll be back. So, questions?
Three of your four highest draft picks have been missing time.
Yep.
In case of Garon throughout camp. And then Jalen's situation today, him having exit practice. These rookies, it's one thing when a veteran is missing practice, but when these rookies are missing valuable training camp time, what impact does that have on them?
Well, everybody's different. For us, you know, we do the best we can to work the guys that are able to go, and the guys that aren't, you know, we get them schooled up and we let them work with the trainers and the strength staff and get themselves healthy and involved in everything we can be as far as meetings or walkthroughs and everything, and they plug in the best they can. So, you know, to me, you know, there are a lot of different situations that come up through the course of a season, through a training camp, and we're just going to matter-of-factly deal with it and handle it and move on, you know, and it's part of what you have to do with a football team is build that next man up mentality, and we're just getting an early start on it.
Seems there's some pretty good battle going on with that depth at cornerback. What have you seen from that? Has anybody really stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, we're rolling them through. You know, we're looking for, the kind of effort and intensity in play that we want to see on the field, and I feel like we're showing flashes of getting that. It's coming. And as a group, we're giving a lot of guys opportunities. And so I think it's a healthy situation, you know. You guys are banged up and on the mend, like I said, but the guys are out there working hard and making improvement.
Speaking of cornerback position, Sean, his spot in the rotation has changed of late the past 3 days. Today, saw less of him at outside corner doing some nickelbacker type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How has he handled the difference there in terms of his rotation, and is he handling it like a pro that you've seen?
Yeah. I think he is. Obviously, everybody wants to be the guy, and we love that. We love that about our guys. We also understand that, you know, there's a certain amount of competition that's going to take place out here. And really, I'm a big believer in you get what you earn. And as a team, you do. As a player, you do. And so, It's there for us to decide as we go through camp and we get ready for the season. But in the meantime, right now, we're just rolling a few guys through there and making it ultra competitive and making it more than something to say when you back it up by letting other guys get a shot and get a spot, you know, in the rotation. And, you know, I know that's noticeable, but there are other spots where that's happened and just hasn't been asked about, which I'll leave that. It's okay. We don't need to talk about it all over the roster, but we're going to have a competitive camp. And I told the guys when we opened, I don't care how you got here. It doesn't really matter. You're undrafted. You're a high pick, a low pick, or if you weren't picked, or if you're a veteran. Certainly a veteran, we've seen a certain amount before, but still, we want to make it competitive. We want to make it real, the competition real. So that's what we're having.
What are you looking for out of Sean in a situation like that? Do you want to see him be pissed off? Do you want to see him just light something of a fire under a guy like that when that situation arises?
What we want to see from all of our guys is to come out every day with positive energy and great desire to get better and just work at it. You know, there's no different than anybody else. Everybody is basically in the same boat in terms of what we're looking for, the standard that we have, the way we want to practice, the effort, the energy, the attention to detail, you know, the focus, all of those things is what we're looking for from everybody. So I wouldn't make it about any one guy. I really wouldn't. I know you guys are you're asking a specific question about a specific guy, but I'm trying to tell you generally that's how we do it here.
What went into the end of practice lining them up?
A little extra conditioning before they ate the barbecue. Nothing punitive, you know. It's okay. They're going to have barbecue. They're off tomorrow, so they're lifting their legs right now. So it was a good way to kind of finish up, get a little extra conditioning, work their legs now. And then they get tonight and tomorrow off, and be back at it Tuesday.
You guys had a 9-on-9 session that was fairly physical in terms of interior runs and stuff. And I know you guys are taking care of your guys, getting them to the starting line is the most important thing. But do you try and just ramp up a little bit the physicality as you go along through here?
I think it's natural on a day like today. You can almost feel it walking out here. You know, it's family day. So there might be a high school coach here or a wife or kids or something here. Everybody gets a little more excited for that. And I think they knew Jerry McDonald was coming out here, and that always raises the level. No, seriously, it's a little bit the cameras are here, and you know, and the families are here, and they know that the last time we worked before day off, I wasn't real happy about how it went down. I think they just bounced back and did the right thing and practiced really hard today.
How fine then, Jack, from a coaching standpoint, is that line between getting them ready, starting line, like Jerry said, with the hitting, but then also taking care of each other, especially when you look across the league and see a lot of the injuries to the marquee names?
It's football, so a certain amount of injuries will occur. We want to prevent as many as we can. We work hard to, you know, condition and prepare our squad. Hitting is part of the game, so there needs to be some hitting, but that's the one beauty about practicing with yourself, is that you can take care of your teammate a lot better than you can if you're working with somebody else.
Have you seen a steady rise in the play of Markel Lee, or has he had kind of the rookie peaks and valleys?
Well, I think he's been fairly solid from the time he's been here.
Yeah.
Markel's he's done a pretty good job. I mean, he's, you know, battling every day, trying to soak up as much as he can. He's a conscientious kid. He's got good size, movement. He shows up in the run periods maybe a little more now than in some of the past periods, but he's making progress.
Breon, there's a number of undrafted rookies, but Borders, 31. What has he shown you over the course of this offseason in camp?
I think Breon, some guys just come in with a serious, no-nonsense approach to their game and their preparation, and that just strikes me that way, you know. He's a guy that's very conscientious, works very hard. So I think Breon's, you know, having a nice camp. Obviously, you know, he's running with the ones right now a little bit, and he certainly hasn't won anything. Things are, you know, far from settled, but I wanted to, you know, he was doing so well against the twos and threes. I wanted to see him against some of the better guys, and you know, so I'll give us some good tape to evaluate. But I think he's done a nice job of coming in here and being kind of a serious guy that has some competitive grit to him, and he's done a good job for himself.
Carl Joseph took a nice shot from Marshawn, ripped the ball out over there, and it looks like your defense is starting to catch up to the offense.
Yeah, we're gonna be a good group, and we took the ball away well last year. You know, we take the ball away. We got off the field in 2-minute situations, you know, last year very well, and we want to continue to be good at those things. But you know, the consistency is what we're looking to develop right now, and it's coming. It's getting better.
It's nine practices in out of 15 that you have up here. Do you expect to see Donald Penn here before you leave Napa?
You know, really, I don't think about it like that until you pose the question. You know, I mean, for me, I'm going to focus on the guys, all my energy on what we're doing here with the guys that are in camp. And, you know, when we break away, then every few days I'll catch up with Reggie and we talk it through. But beyond that, I'm just coaching and waiting. I'm doing what I need to do with the guys that are here.
How's Marshall done then with the changing over to left tackle?
Good. Yeah. He's a pro. Yeah, good pro. Good player. And, you know, Vidal's got a ton of snaps, doing a nice job with his reps. So he goes up against the guys pretty good over there with Khalil. But, yeah, those guys are doing well. The O-line's got a good group of men.
I know this is a common thread for your training camps, but I don't know if it's unanimous where every team in the league does it. A lot of up-downs, a lot of push-ups, some punitive type of stuff, if that stuff is. What's your philosophy of when to deal that out and when not to, and just – for you, why is that an effective measure when relegating practice?
Well, if we're in a move the ball period, I typically don't do them because they're going to feel the effect by us moving the ball up and it being second and two instead of second and seven. Or second and 15 instead of second and 10. So whatever it might be. But when we have scripted plays, just as a reminder that when you make that kind of mistake and it's a focus mistake, that we're making it a lot harder on ourselves. Whether it's offensively, whether it's defensively, the chances of that being a successful drive just went up or down, you know, based on that penalty. So where we can condition the mind, condition, you know, how we react and how we respond to the adversity and a little bit of conditioning, that's what we do.